T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
People, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. Quite an air show going on in the skies over Murrieta today. Firefighters trying to knock down the flames, threatening homes there. KNX 1070's John Baird live in Murrieta now with the story.
I'm in a neighborhood here, a voluntary evacuation zone. We're just all watching. We've got neighbors here standing on the sidewalk watching this hillside. Basically, they had huge orange flames up there a minute ago, and they've had these helicopters and planes in the air constantly making these drops, like one is being made right now, that Foschek, bright orange, being dropped on the flames up there. But we're wondering if they're maybe doing some backfires, because there was just a huge fire going on. And of course, this was sparked yesterday, possibly by lightning, and it really took off last night.
It was insane. I woke up at 8 o'clock last night. Today I work night shift, and as I was waking up, I thought I had sunrise coming across the horizon. It was that bright. But I believe the firefighters did a good enough job cutting the trench lines that it should stop it.
They're hoping that's the case. As a matter of fact, overnight things kind of calmed down, and then this morning the winds kicked up again, and we saw more flame and more smoke, and we've had basically a lot of planes and helicopters in the air. They keep constantly running back and forth, knocking those flames down. People here are just hoping they can hold the line and keep the flames away. Reporting live in Murrieta, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Hot out there. Hot temperatures going to blanket Southern California again today.
Well, it's another day of heat and humidity with some pop-up thunderstorms across the L.A. and Ventura County mountains. Heat advisory in effect for the whole listening area until 8 p.m. tonight. Temperatures in the mid-80s coast side and 90s close to triple digits interior. This is tough heat. So take breaks in the AC. Keep the water coming if you're going to be outside, and check your back seat before walking away from your vehicle, please. Our temps tonight cool into the 60s and 70s, and then some relief coming for the weekend, more of an onshore push, 70s coastside this weekend. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more KNX 1070.
The investigation continues into the cause of the dive boat disaster off the coast of Santa Cruz Island that killed 34 people. But one theory is getting some attention.
One of the crew members who survived is talking about the charging station in the boat's galley where cell phones and cameras were plugged in. That would point to lithium batteries. However, some experts in the field, including Paul Kamen, who does marine forensics, are skeptical.
Lithium fires start out as being localized, so it's hard to imagine all 33 people in that space staying asleep while the fire was spreading through the whole compartment. You'd think somebody would wake up and yell fire.
Here's how Kamen sees that theory from the crew's perspective.
You know, you can understand why the crew of the boat would much rather have this turn out to be something that a passenger brought instead of something that was wrong with their boat or one of the installed systems.
The investigation continues. Multiple agencies are involved. Dick Helton, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Two local memorials will be held tonight in Santa Monica and Long Beach to honor the victims of the tragedy.
Hilda Bay hosting this remembrance. It will be tonight here at the aquarium underneath the Santa Monica Pier. It starts at 6. The vigil is actually at 8 o'clock. A friend of one of the 34 victims killed Labor Day on the Conception says she thinks about it, still is terribly haunted by the tragedy.
And I'm just having these visions of this, of these people struggling, trying to get out. I'm just trying to keep it that everything happened so fast, you know, that they never knew it hit them.
Another remembrance tonight in Long Beach. It'll be a candlelight vigil at 7 o'clock tonight. The Deep Blue Scuba Center hosting this at the end of the Belmont Pier. The one here in Santa Monica at the aquarium begins at 6. In Santa Monica, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, the Pasadena Police Department has released body cam video from the deadly shooting between its officers and an armed man.
Ann.
The shooting occurred on May 17th of this year in the area of Glen and Howard. The department received calls about a man yelling gang slurs and threatening a UPS driver. One woman called twice. The second time, she told dispatchers he was armed with an AR-15 assault rifle.
He's getting crazier by the minute.
Officers located the suspect identified as Daniel Warren. According to Pasadena police, he was standing in front of a house wearing a bulletproof vest and holding a gun. Body cam video from responding officers showed them yelling at him to drop it.
Drop the gun! Drop the gun! Drop the gun!
Yep, he's pointing it.
Drop the gun! Take him out! Drop the gun!
Give me commands.
The officers performed life-saving efforts, but Warren died at the scene. No officers were injured. The shooting is still being investigated by the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, the L.A. County District Attorney's Office, and Pasadena Police. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A plan for a new emergency homeless shelter in Las Feliz has been given the go-ahead by the city's Parks and Rec Commission. The nearly 11,000-square-foot structure will go up on Riverside Drive next to the Mulholland Memorial Fountain at the foot of Griffith Park. It will feature 100 beds, a hygiene trailer, storage and pet area, and an open space. It will operate for up to 3 years.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.